The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Keeping up with the news each day couldn't be more simple than listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Likewise, our podcast sponsor, the Commonwealth Bank, is working towards becoming a simpler, better bank and is committed to the financial well-being of customers and their communities.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 19th of February. In your Squeeze Today, $1 a litre milk, foreign hackers target our political parties, the Saudi Crown Prince meets with Pakistan, and campaigning for an Oscar. This is your Squeeze Today. Woolworths has announced it will stop selling $1 a litre milk, increasing the price to $1.10. That price increase will be handed over in full to the dairy farmers who supply its home brand milk, Claire, but there's a lot more in this.
There really is, and I could talk at you probably for hours about dollar milk, which goes back to a previous life.
Who knew?
I know. But it's a really interesting one. It's one of those things that has been protested quite extensively by dairy farmers. It's a complicated thing how milk is actually sourced and paid for. But the short version of it is that Woolworths and Coles or any retailer doesn't actually have contracts with farmers. They have contracts with processors. They're companies like Murray Goulburn, Parmalat, yes. those kind of companies. And it's those companies that deal with farmers and set the farm gate price. So it's all of that that's been very complicated. It's certainly a step in the right direction, Woolworths says, when it comes to improving the position of the dairy industry.
But I imagine this puts a fair bit of pressure on rivals Coles and Aldi to do the same.
Well, we'll wait and see. You know, Coles has worked very hard at and really got a lot of its perception in the market that it was very good on prices because of dollar milk. It was one of those things that they used to great effect to try and prove up their credentials on price. So they won't give that away easily, I wouldn't have thought. And they've already said that they're not looking to do the same anytime soon. Aldi, of course, which is German owned, they also have a good part of their offer based on low prices. So it's no small thing for them to increase the price on what is such a staple for most Australian families.
And broadly, has this been welcomed by farmers?
It has, and it comes down to something that they've been saying for a really long time. One of their main issues with dollar milk is that they say it undervalues their commodity. So, yes, they certainly thought that Woolworths saying that they valued it and value it at 10% higher than they've currently been valuing it is something that that is good for them.
And that's Claire on milk. She's here all day.
Look, I'm just getting started.
Oh, boy. We'll move on. Australia's political parties have been the target of a foreign intelligence cyber attack.
Quite incredible, and something that we've seen in other countries, particularly America, when it looks at getting into the details of who might be responsible for an attack, not just on the Parliament House computer servers, but also hackers targeting the political parties.
The parties themselves, yeah.
Yeah. It's apparently you can only narrow it down really to the US, Israel, Russia and China, and it's Russia and China that have form on this. So, yeah, not a lot of details about how they're narrowing it down, but they're still working on it.
Over to Western Australia now, Bradley Edwards is being held in jail, accused of killing three women in the suburb of Claremont in Perth 20 years ago. Yesterday, he was rushed to hospital.
And it was initially thought that he was attacked in the shower block while in prison. He was due in court yesterday, but by the end of the day, authorities weren't really clear exactly what happened and how he got those injuries. But the injuries aren't life-threatening and he's expected to be in court today and for the coming days in the pre-trial hearing in that Claremont killing. Just a dreadful case, yeah. That one. So, yeah.
It's very high-profile case in WA. He's accused of murdering three women who were abducted off the streets of Perth's Claremont nightlife strip in 1996 and 1997.
Yeah, and there's a lot of court hearings to go on that.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is in Pakistan on a two-day state visit. It's touted as the most important visit the country has received since China's Xi Jinping in 2015. Can you explain the significance of a visit like this?
Certainly, he's come with his checkbook, so it's significant because there's a lot of money involved, and already more than $20 billion in investment deals have been signed. It's also, of course, part of Saudi Arabia's push into the region to, you know, they've had a pretty damaging year with the Jamal Khashoggi incidents. There's also been the huge anti-corruption crackdown in Saudi Arabia, and they're really trying to push back into the world that they're a good place for investment and that they're actually in the market doing investment themselves. And of course, as we talked about yesterday, there's escalating tensions with India, who are heading towards an election in the next few weeks, and nine people were killed in that Kashmir region yesterday, including four Indian soldiers and an Indian policeman. So things are fairly agitated and stirred up there.
Yeah. Moving on to the Oscars now. They're much anticipated every year, not long now until the 25th of February, when this year's will be held. Since we started The Squeeze, I'm learning a lot more about the awards season, one of those things I didn't know a lot about. And the more you know about it, the less sort of shiny it is, unfortunately. What I'm getting at is that campaigning to get an Oscar is a real thing. Something I was blissfully unaware of this until now.
Yeah, and if you know, seen a bit of TV or movies occasionally, it does sort of come into this, you know, you get a sense of campaigning for an Oscar. But and particularly last year with everything that was going on around the Harvey Weinstein, and, you know, unpicking a little bit of that very unglamorous and seedy side of Hollywood, it certainly seems to be a machine, and not unlike a whole lot of other fields when it comes to being recognised as one of the top of the field. There's campaigns involved. And
$35 million worth of campaigns.
Yeah, that's what Netflix apparently has spent on getting its film Roma across the line as best film at this year's Academy Awards. So, yeah, a really interesting read. There's a link in the email there about who's behind that campaign and actually how they do it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. The subject line.
In relation to Roma, so Mashiba, who you might remember from a couple of years ago, her song Rome Wasn't Built in a Day. So given there's a bit attached to Roma and building its credibility, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, good one. Finally, there's plenty more news in the Squeeze Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go into the draw to win a book pack worth over $100 from Allen & Unwin. There's a great book as part of that. I actually read it over the weekend, called Normal People by Sally Rooney. So jump into the email and have a read. Thanks for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.